Yoshua Elio Chaim ben Sarah Rachel. 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 Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
Avi, Dr. Pike or Mr. Pike? Sorry, I forgot. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You can hear us now.
It is Doctor, you are correct, and I can hear you.
Dr. Pike, yeah, my internet is a little... You can hear me well?
Yes.
Okay, great. Let's see if you can hear me now. Okay. I'm on internet, which is not the strongest internet. Just see if you could, 1 second. Can you hear me through the AirPods now? Great. Okay. This morning's learning is being dedicated for Refuah Shlema for Yoshua Elio Chaim ben Sarah Rachel. It's also dedicated to Lilu Nishmas Avi Moria Rav David Siben Rav Yosef. Let's finish Shas together. Bez Hashem B'li Nether. We are, today's daf is daf Kuf. Today's daf is daf Kuf Lam and Gimel. This morning's learning is dedicated for Refuah Shlema for Yoshua Elio Chaim ben Sarah Rachel and Lilu Nishmas Avi Moria Rav David Siben Rav Yosef. Let's finish us together. Today's daf is daf Kuf Lam Gimel. And we begin from the words Amar Mar on the top of Kuf Lam Gimel Amar Aleph. Amar Mar with the two dots, four lines down. Says the Gemara. Amar Mar, we just learned before. Basar, the extra word Basar teaches us. Afal Pi Sheyesh Sham Baheres Yimol. That even if a person has some tsaras, negat tsaras on the makom amila, he does the mila anyway, from the word bisar, yimol bisar or lasa, divi rabbi yoshia, es the gemara, halama likra, why do I need this pasuk to teach me this, davashenu miskavenu, when you're involved in doing the bris mila, so you're not intending to cut off the baharis. So the Gemara thinks it should be a davashin miskavin, a davashin miskavin mutter. So what I need the pasuk to permit it for, it should be mutter because we hold like Rabbi Shimon says davashin miskavin is mutter. I'm Rabbi Lo Nitzchel Rabbi Yehuda, Dama Deshav davashin miskavin also. You're right. According to Rabbi Shimon, it would be mutter. We need the pasuk. Rava Amar, the answer that all of us would have been thinking to say, I feel tame Rabbi Shimon, Moda Rabbi Shimon, the psikreisha v'lo yamas. What do you mean? Even if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, the davashim miskavim is mutter, this is not just a regular davashim miskavim. This is a psik reshe. It's for sure going to happen. So without the pasuk, I would have said it's asr, chayiv. So that's why the pasuk comes to teach me, even though it's a psik reshe, it's still permissible. Ask the Gemara of Abaye, less than high svara. What do you mean? Abaye doesn't hold of the svara of psik reshe. The Gemara answers, but the Gemara continues with its question. Don't Abai and Rava both agree that Rishim admits by psik resha that it's asr? Hence the Gemara. Basad the Shama ben Rava svara. Yeah, Abai didn't learn this halacha of psik resha until Rava came along and said it. Once Rava came along and taught Abai this din of psik resha, so then Abai accepted it. Some learned the dispute between Abaye and Rava, not on this case, but on the following case. The Torah says you should be very careful and not cut off the tzaras. that you are allowed to strap your shoes on top of your feet if there's saras on your foot, and you don't have to be worried that maybe the shoe is going to like cause the saras, it'll rub against it, it'll cause it to destroy it. Similarly, you're allowed to carry something on your shoulder and not be worried that the weight is going to remove the saras, which is forbidden. Avra, if the saras goes off, you didn't intend to do it. If it goes off, it goes off. So what do you need the pasuk lasos? Even without the pasuk, it should be mutter. It's a davashem miskavin. Davashem miskavin mutter. Amar abaye lo mitzcha el rabbi Yehuda. Davashem miskavin us. Rabba amar afil teru rabbi Shimon. Even quote rabbi Shimon. Mod rabbi Shimon sekreishu velo yamos. Asks the gemara of abaye less lehi svara. Abaye doesn't hold the sekreishu. Abaye rabbi damer tavai mod rabbi Shimon sekreishu velo yamos. Answer the gemara labas de shame me rabba svara. Asks the gemara. Va'abaye alibud rabbi Shimon. But Abaye quote rabbi Shimon says davar shem miskavin is mutter, even if it's a psik resha. So it should be mutter to give a bris milah in a place where there's saras, because of davar shem miskavin should be mutter, even if it's a psik resha. And the Havamim of the Gemara was saying that according to Abaye, even if it's a psik resha, it should be mutter. It's a high bisar. My oved leh. What does he do with the pasuk of Bisar? Amram. Be omer lakutz b'hertahu miskavim. In a case where someone says he is intending to do that as well, asks the Gemara, Tenach gadol. That makes sense by a guy who's over bar mitzvah and needs to get a bris milah. Cut the ekelim, but the 8-day-old baby. So where why do you need the pasuk to the 8-day-old baby? The 8-day-old baby is not going to say, oh, I'm hereby intending to violate the Yisr. Says the Gemara, but the father could. But Omer Misharsha, but Omer Aviha Ben, Lokutz Baharis to Beno who come a miskavin. That's where you need the pasuk. Ask the Gemara, Vi'ika Acher, Le'avet Acher. So if you have somebody else to do the bris milah, not the father, so let the other person do it so you won't uproot. So what do you need the pasuk? Omer says, Tamishim Lakish Kamakush the Motza Sevilo Sassim, Ata Yochel, Lakayim, Shneim, Muta, Vimlav, Yavo, Sevilo Sassay. When do we say "Asei dochalosa"? Say that's only if you have no choice but to violate the law. But if you could do the asei without violating the law, then you don't say "Asei dochalosa." Say so. If you have somebody else do the bris milah, if the father said, "No, I'm intending to do the aveira," also if you have somebody else to do it, let's say Gemara answers "Delek Acher." You're right. Let's say you don't have somebody else to do it. That's where you're gonna need the pasuk. Well, in the case of "Delek Acher," the guy says, I'm intending to do that. So that's when you'll have to say it's not a davashem miskavin because he is intending for it. Now, this whole business, by the way, calling this case a davashem miskavin, what are you doing over here? With one shot, you're doing two things at the very same time. You're doing a bris milah and you're also cutting off the baharis. Is that davashem miskavin? Davashem miskavin usually means where I'm doing one action and a second result happens. I did one action and result B happens. This is all one action. It sounds a lot more like Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa than Davashem Miskavin, right? We have to always lump these things together. Right? Davashem Miskavin is where I do action A. I'm dragging a bench. And the second thing, a ditch happens because you could clearly see there's two things happening. I'm dragging a bench and then the ditch happens. Here, it's not two different things. It's literally one and the same thing. So the Rishonim asked that question. The Rashba asked that question. So the Rashba, right, so they ask, what do you mean? Why are you calling this whole case Davashin Miskavin? You're intending to do both. You're intending to cut off the Baharis. You're just not intending to become Tar. This is a Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Like you have a case of where someone is extinguishing a fire. His intention is to extinguish the fire, but he doesn't need the coal. So the Rashba answers that if the pasuk would say he shamer benegat saras, if the iser was cutting off the baharis, the iser was, then you'd be right. That would be malach shein tzrich l'gufa. But apparently the Rashba understands that the iser is not just to cut off the baharis. The pasuk says he shamer benegat saras. You have to make it that you won't become tar. The Isser is to be metayer from the Tzaras. Without the Kohen, the only way that you're allowed to become tar from Tzaras is if you go to a Kohen and the Kohen says it's not Tzaras. But if you try to be metayer yourself from it by cutting it off, so then that's the Isser. So the Chacham learned it's also to cut it off, not because there's an issue with cutting it off per se, but that cutting it off with the intention of being metayer from it, that's the problem. So therefore, if you do it l'shem mila, you're not intending to be metayer at all. It's considered to be a darvashim miskabim because your intention to be metayer, the Rashba says, is part of the issue. So it's a darvashim miskabim that you end up doing it. So if you're not intending for it, therefore, you wouldn't violate the Isser. It would only be davashing miskavim. That's what some of the Rishonim say. The other issue that comes up over here is the question of whether Aseh Doch Alos Aseh, is that Hutra or Dechuya? Would we say that Aseh Doch Alos Aseh, it's like I'm still doing the Isser, it's just that the Aseh pushes it, it's that the Isser is still there, just the Aseh is, the Torah says, you do the Aseh, it's more important. Right? Many ask the Kasha, what do you mean? How could you have a rule Aseh Doch Halos Aseh? Like, what's worse? Is it worse to violate an Aveira or not to do a mitzvah? Normally, we assume that violate Aveiras is much worse than doing mitzvah. How are you allowed this whole concept called Aseh? That's something we show in the mask over here. This whole concept of Aseh Doch Halos Aseh doesn't really make any sense. If you have a choice to just, so you didn't do a mitzvah. Okay, you don't get reward for the mitzvah. You don't get punished for not doing the mitzvah. But for doing an Aveira, you get punished. Why does the whole principle of Aseh Doch Halos Aseh make any sense? So some say the pshat is that it's not that it's Dechuya. Right? Aseh Doch Halos Aseh sounds like Aseh is Doche Halos Aseh, but it's still there. It's still there. The Torah tells you you're allowed to violate the Isser in such a way. Others say no. I think there's a Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon. There's a famous Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon here on this page who says that you see from the Gemara, the Gemara says that the Aseh Doch Halos Aseh doesn't mean that. It means that the Torah is Mechadesh, that in a situation where there's a mitzvah, the Isser was never said. It's Hutra. It's not like it's Duchuya, but in a case where you're doing a mitzvah, the Torah never said the Isser if you're doing this Isser while doing a mitzvah. It was never said. Maybe that's why it has to be in exactly the same moment. We learned in yesterday's daf that it has to be in exactly the same moment, because the point is, it's not that I can first do the, let's say we had the case by a Kohen cutting off the Baharis and then going to do Avoda. So what are you going to say? That a few minutes later you can do the mitzvah? No, you can't do it a few minutes later, because the whole way the Torah sets it up is that if you're doing an Avera, Bishas, doing a mitzvah, the Avera was never said. So it's only when it's in exactly the same moment that you can say such a thing. If you're not going to do the mitzvah for another few minutes, so what are you going to tell me? The Aseh was never said, but you didn't do the mitzvah yet. You have a few more minutes to do the mitzvah. So that's the other issue that they talk about, that Rishonim and Achronim talk about here, is Aseh Doch Halos Aseh, is that Hutra? It's like the Isser was never said, or no? You're still violating the Isser, but the Torah tells you you're allowed to violate the Isser in the situation of an Aseh. Let's continue.
Rabbi, I think it's also a din of Abbas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. I think the Ramban may say this, that a mitzvah saseh is done out of Avos Hashem, and the lo saseh is done out of Yiras Hashem, and Avos Hashem is greater than Yisro.
The Ramban and Yisro, yeah. The Ramban and Yisro on Shamar V'Zachar, very good. That's the Ramban and Yisro. The Ramban says that the reason why I say the Chalos is because to serve Hashem out of Ava is greater than to serve Hashem out of Yiro. Okay. Let's continue. Right, continue. Okay. Amar Mar. Yom Tov Eino Docha. So we said in yesterday's daf, we said that not only does Mila is Docha Tzaras, but Mila is not Docha Yom. Amar Mar. Yom Tov Eino Doche. Seems to me that the AirPods are not working. Amar Mar. Okay. Can you still hear me? Still hear me well? Yeah. I think the The AirPods are not really working for some reason. Amar Mar, Yom Tov Eino Docha, Ela Bismana Bilvad. Right, Mila only pushes away Yom Tov if it's a Mila Bismana. If it's you're doing the Mila on the eighth day, that's the only time Mila Docha Yom Tov. Ask the Gemara Minahani Mila. Amar Chizki V'chein Tam Dvei Chizki. Amar Kro. Losa Siri Menu Ad Boker. The Torah says by a carbon Pesach, you're not allowed to leave it over. Shein Tam Alomar Ad Boker. Right, the Torah says Ad Boker twice. Losa Siri Menu Ad Boker. Vanosa Menu Ad Boker Ba'ish Tisrofu. So what's with the second Ad Boker? Shein Tam Alomar Ad Boker. Ma Tam Alomar Ad Boker. Ba'akos Yitim Al Boker Shin Nisri Fasa. The Torah is saying that no, so you violate on the first morning of Yom Tov, but you can't burn it until Chol HaMoed, until the second morning. So just like Karban Pesach, that the time to slaughter it is Erev Yom Tov on a weekday, so the burning of the no, so too, the Gemara learns out, Mila Bismana. If the eighth day was on a weekday, and now you are trying to cut the Mila on Yom Tov, which is not the eighth day, the Mila is not Doch Yom Tov. Funny kind of drasha. The Gemara says, just like Nosar, which was created on Yom Tov, you're not allowed, but now, I'm sorry, Nosar, which the mitzvah to Shecht was Erev Yom Tov. So now Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn the Nosar on Yom Tov. So too, if the time to do the Mila was really supposed to be yesterday, and now it's already the ninth day, so Mila Shalom Bismana is not Docha Yom Tov. That's one drush. That's Chizkia. That's Chizkia. Abai Omar, a different drush. Omar Kro, Olas Shabbas B'Shabbato. Velo, Olas Chol B'Shabbos. Below Olas Chol B'Yontif, that by the Karban Ola, you're only allowed to do the Avoda for the Karban Ola of Shabbos on Shabbos. But let's say the Karban Tamid of Friday, you're not allowed to burn Friday night. So you see that something that's not in the right Zman is not Docha Shabbos. So just like the limbs of the Karban Ola, you're not allowed to burn the limbs of the Friday Ola, you're not allowed to burn on Shabbos. So to the Bris Mila of the Friday Bris, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Or the Bris Mila was supposed to be Erev Yontif, you're not allowed to do on Yontif. That's Abai. Rav Omar, Omar Kro, Hu Levado Yeasel Lachem, Eichel Nefesh, Levado, Hu Velom Shirin, Levado Velom Mila Shlobizman Adasi Mikava Chomer. That you could have said that Mila Shalom Bismana is going to push away Yom Tov from a Kal V'Chomer, from Tzaras. Tzaras is Docha Avoda, and Mila is Docha Tzaras. So you would think Mila is stronger than Tzaras. Tzaras is Docha Avoda, right? Your Kohen can't do Avoda when you have Tzaras, and Mila pushes away Tzaras. And Avodah is Docha Yom Tov, right? Remember that from yesterday? So it goes like this. Avodah is Docha Yom Tov, Tzaras is Docha Avodah, Mila is Docha Tzaras. So Mila should be Docha Yom Tov. So that's why you need the Pasuk Levado, that Mila is not Docha Yom Tov. Mila Shalom Bismana is not Docha Yom Tov. That's the drasha number three. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi is a fourth drasha. Shabbosom, Asehu. I have a layontif asay velosa asay. The ain asay doches losa asay vase. So the reason why Mila. Oh, so then you should say the same thing by regular Mila. No? So asay. Yontif is asay losa asay. So the Mila shalob is mana. Is not docha the los asay and asay of yontif, but mila bismana. You have this pasuk we said before bayom that it is docha. So now we're going back to the first mishnah. Klal amar Rabbi Akiva, what, again, we've been learning the Shita of Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Elezer says that not only is Mila Docha Shabbos, but even the Machshirin of Mila is Docha Shabbos. It's Rabbi Elezer's opinion. But we don't follow Rabbi Elezer. We follow Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah says, no. Mila is Docha Shabbos, the actual Bris Mila, but the Machshirin is not Docha Shabbos. Chlal Amar Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva added these words. Amar Rabbi, that the rule is, any malacha that's able to be done on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Or if it's able to be done on Erev Yontif, you're not allowed to do it on Yontif. Amar Rabbi Rav, Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva. We follow Rabbi Akiva, the Machshirin Mila are not Docha Shabbos. Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva. And we also learned, a Mishnah Psachim, similarly, Klalam Rabbi Akiva, Kol Malacha, any Malacha that's needed for being Makar of the Karban Pesach. Say Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So you got to Shech the Karban Pesach even on Shabbos. So call Rabbi Kiva said, come along, Shev Shalos, as an Erev Shabbos, any melacha, let's say bringing the carbon or carrying it or whatever, that you have to do, ain't a dochas of Shabbos. If it couldn't be done Erev Shabbos, not dochas of Shabbos. Shechita, she'ev Shalos, as an Erev Shabbos, dochas of Shabbos. But shechting the carbon Pesach when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, it couldn't have been done any other time. So you got to do it on Shabbos. Shechita, Shev Shalos, Erev Shabbos, Dochas Shabbos. Vam Rabbi Dama Rav, Halach Rabbi Akiva, Utsricha. Rabbi Yehuda needs to teach me the Halach Zark Rabbi Akiva, both by the case of Machshirin Mila and by the case of Machshirin Karban Pesach. Di'i Ashmin and Gabe Mila, Hasim Udam Machshirin Rav Shalos, Me'asim Olodachu Shabbos, Deleka Karis. Because the little child is not going to get Karis. And even his father is not going to get Karis if he doesn't give his kid a bris mila. Who gets kares? That's only a katan who doesn't get a bris mila. And when he gets a, when he becomes a gadol, he also doesn't want to get a bris mila. So since usually the case of bris mila is a katan, and it's the father, so there's no kares. So that's why you might think that it's not docha. Aval pesach dik a kares, ema lidchu shabbos. Maybe even Machshirin would be Docha Pesach. V'yashmin gabei Pesach. Mishum delo nechrusu Allah eshtolos tzrei brisos. It's not so chashav that you have the word bris 13 times. Aval mila denechrusu Allah eshtolos tzrei brisos. Emel idchu Shabbos. Maybe mila should posov Shabbos. Tzricha. That's why you need to tell me that we follow Rabbi Akiva in both cases, even though these things are Yisurei Karis and it's Yud Gimel brisos. Nevertheless, it's not Machshirin of Mila and Machshirin of Karban Pesach, if you were able to do them from Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach, it's not Docha Shabbos. Okay, let's continue by learning all of, now we've been talking about Machshirin Mila, now let's talk about the Mila itself, says the Gemara. Osin, says the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Osin called Tzarchei Mila B'Shabbos. You are allowed to do all of the things necessary for a bris mila itself, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Moale, you're allowed to cut the arla uporin. You could do priya. Priya means you push back the skin, you roll it back. That's considered part of the bris mila. Motzitzin, mitzitza. You remove some of the blood. All controversy nowadays, whether you should do it with your mouth or with some type of clamp. But you have to remove the blood, which in the Gemara is considered to be something healthy. Now, we'll see, the Gemara is considered healthy. Now, some people say it's not healthy. Venosinale is flanis. You're allowed to put a bandage, the kamon. You're allowed to put cumin spice to stop the bleeding. Vimlo shachach me'erev Shabbos. If you didn't grind the cumin spice Erev Shabbos, Lois Bishinov Venosin, then you're allowed to cut up the cumin with your mouth, chop it up, and place it. It's a sakanas tefashas if you don't put it on there. Im lo taraf yayim shem erev Shabbos. If you didn't mix wine and oil to place it on the maka, yinasin zebatsum zebatsum, to place them on separately. Veinosin la chaluk. Make the garment lechatchila. I will korachales smartut, but you're allowed to take a rag and put it on there. Vimlo hiskin me'erev Shabbos. If you didn't bring the smartut, the rag from erev Shabbos, korachales bo mevi umevi afilo mechatzar acheres. You're allowed to wind it on your finger. You're carrying it the derech malbush and the derech shinu. It's b'derech shinu b'derech malbush. Right, the Rishash asks, if it's derech malbush, so then it's not a shinu, it's not a tarte de sasri. Doesn't have an answer. Interesting. I think that's what Rashi says. It's derech malbush. Right, korech al yado. Look at Rashi, bottom Rashi, korech al yado. Derech malbush l'shanoso, derech hotza b'chol. If it's derech malbush, if it's a shinu, it doesn't have to be derech malbush. If it's derech malbush, it's not a shinu. So it's a little bit of a strange rash, the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, says the Gemara, oh, Michti, let us see. Ktani Kulu, the mission discusses all the things, all the Tzarchemila, called Tzarchemila Suya Mai. So why does that say called Tzarchemila? La Suya Hadu Tana Rabbanan. It's coming to exclude the following case. Tana Rabbanan, Hamol, someone's doing a bris mila. Notice, the Brisa doesn't say the word b'Shabbos. Famous bris karav, we're going to learn in a minute. Hamol calls manchu osibu mila. Anytime a person's involved in the mila, while the mo is still involved in the process of cutting the mila, choze beinatzin zanamakon samila beinatzin sheinamakon samila. So he's going to, he calls man that he's in the middle of the mila, so he can go back and finish off the cutting, the strings, the strips of skin that are ma'akev, and even the strips that are not ma'akev, he can still do it for hider mitzvah. This Gemara is going to be the source of shas for hider mitzvah. Piresh, once he took his hand away, he took his knife away, and he stopped cutting, and then he realizes, oh, I only did the tzitzan ma'akev, not the tzitzan shein ma'akev. Al tzitzan ma'akev, simil chozes, he can go back and do it if there's still some parts of the skin that are necessary for the bris. Al tzitzan shein ma'akev, simil, but on those parts of the skin that's just a hider mitzvah, he does not go back. Now, before we get into this itself, now, is this talking about Shabbos or is this talking about on a weekday? What do you mean? The Brisa doesn't say the word Shabbos. But take a look at Rashi. Rashi says one word. Famous Rashi. Take a look at the third line. Hamol says Rashi, b'Shabbos. Yeah, we're in Masecha Shabbos. So presumably the Brisa being quoted here is talking about If on Shabbos, if you stop, then you can't go back and cut the tzitzin she'en ma'akvin because you already did the basic bris mila, you yotze bris mila, it's Shabbos. So just for a hider mitzvah, you can't be mechal Shabbos. That's the way Rashi understands. That's what Rashi understands. The Rambam famously quotes this halacha and does not say that it's talking about Shabbos. The Rambam says, even on a weekday, once you stop doing the bris mila, you can't go back and do the hider mitzvah to cut the strings of the mila that are not ma'akev just for hider mitzvah. What? Everybody asks, so why does the Rambam disagree with the Rashi? So this Rambam connects to a famous Rambam by Hilchas Chanukah, the Brisker Rav. So the Brisker Rav said, the Rambam is being mechadesh to us, that forget Shabbos. Even on a weekday, you would not go back to perform the hider mitzvah once you stopped doing the Iker Mitzvah Bris Mila, because the Brisker Rav is Mechadish B'das HaRambam, but the Rambam holds that the whole idea of Hider Mitzvah only makes sense while you're in the context of the Iker Mitzvah itself. You can't, Hider Mitzvah, there's no such thing as Hider Mitzvah separate from the actual Maisa Mitzvah. So once you stop doing the main Mitzvah, it would be completely pointless. It would not be called Hider Mitzvah to go back and do something separate because you separated it from the Iker Maisa. And with this, he explains the Shver Rambam, where the Rambam says by Hilchas Chanukah, where the Rambam says that, let's say you have 10 people in your family, and it's the eighth night of Chanukah, so you can light 80 candles. But the Rambam says, Mahadrim and Mahadrim, the Rambam says 80 candles, sorry, that's what the Rambam calls Mahadrim, 80 candles, the Balabais lights all 80. That's what the Rambam says. The Balabais, even if you have 10 people in your family, the Balabais lights all 80 candles, according to the Rambam. Question is why? Why does the Baal Bais have to light all the candles? So the The Brisker Rav says, though, that's the Rambam Lishitasa over here. Because the Rambam holds Hidr Mitzvah, so only while the Baal HaBayis is lighting the first 10, he lights the second 10. He lights because it's all within the context of the same lighting, because Hidr Mitzvah has to be all part of the main mitzvah. So that's why the Brisker Rav put these two Rambams together. But Rashi says, no, this is talking about Shabbos. No. Okay, let's continue. So says the Gemara, Man Tana Piresh Eino Chozer. But let's learn like Rashi to make it simple. Who's the author of the opinion that says that once you stopped cutting the milah, you don't go back? Amar Rabbi Bachana Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokei, Tesani Arba Asar Shechalios B'Shabbos, Mafshit Esa Pesach Ad Hechozer. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokei. The Chachamim Omrim, no. Even after you stop the Chamsi Mafshit in this Kula, you can go back and do it. Oh. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh Rabbi Chambroka says, once you stopped, you can't go back and do the rest, even if it's a hidur mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Mimai. How do you know? Ad kama kar Rabbi Shmuel ben Osh Rabbi Chambroka hasam, shim delo binin zakhili van veil. There is no hidur mitzvah by taking off the rest of the flesh. Once you took away the emur, and once you, there is no more hidur mitzvah. Aval hacha, de binin zakhili van veil, but by the case of bris milah, you need, there is a mitzvah to hit the mitzvah. Hachanami, maybe he would say you can even violate Shabbos for hit the mitzvah. The sign is Zekele Manveu, his snar lafan of mitzvahs. We're supposed to do mitzvahs in a beautiful way. I say lafan of sukkah, make a beautiful sukkah, of a look of lulav, a beautiful lulav, the shofar, a beautiful shofar, tzitzis, a sefer Torah, a beautiful sefer Torah, uksov bo lishmo bidiyo, you have to write it lishma with beautiful ink, bekomus, a beautiful quill, right? The Mefarshim talk about, really, why is it a hidden mitzvah of a beautiful quill? Svasemis writes, even though after you're writing, you can't tell it was a beautiful quill, but even the way you write, it's also a hidden mitzvah. Interesting. Even the way you do it. A lavlar uman, a sofer knows what he's doing, v'karcha b'shirah noin, beautiful mantle. Abishol omer v'anveyu, Abishol learned something different from v'anveyu. Ani v'hu, Heve domelo, you have to imitate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu chanan, just like Hashem is merciful, afata chanan. Mahu chanan barachem, afata chanan barachem. Elam, right? That's there's two places. Sometimes they're just like Hashem buries the sick, buries the dead, you should bury them. Just like Hashem visits the sick, you should do it. Two sources. One is Zekhei Lev Anveu, Anvehu, Anihu. Be like Hashem. Elam, Ravashi, Hamani Rabbi Yossi. So who's the author of our opinion? It's Rabbi Yossi. This not as far as Chil Shabbos for testifying for Kiddush HaChodesh, Bein Shiner Ba'aliel, Bein Shalonir Ba'aliel, whether you see the new moon clearly so the whole world saw it, or whether you didn't see it clearly, Mechal and Lomis HaShabbos, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi Omanon, Nira Ba'aliel, Ein Mechal and Lomis HaShabbos. If it was so clear for everybody to see, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for it, because there's no reason to be Mechal Shabbos, because the whole world saw it. You're only Mechal Shabbos where you need to be Mechal Shabbos. If you don't need to be Mechal Shabbos, you don't do it. So too by Hidr Mitzvah. You don't need to be Mechal Shabbos, so therefore you can't go back for the Tzitzin Sheina Ma'akvit. Says the Gemara, no, how do you know this is the right opinion? Mimai. Dilmad kan lo kama Rabbi Yossi Hassan delodin the Shabbos li dachos. There, in a case of where if the Levana was clear, so there's no point in violating Shabbos at all. Aval hacha denitna Shabbos lidachos hachanami, but over here, there was a point in violating Shabbos for the ikar mitzvah of Mila, so maybe you should violate Shabbos for the hidur mitzvah as well. El nardai rabbanu de pliga led Rabbi Yossi. No, who's the author of the opinions? Rabbanu who argued Rabbi Yossi. It's not. Because we learned in the Mishnah Menachos. Arba kohanim nichnasim shnayim biyadam shnei b'sedarim u'shnayim biyadam shnei bazichim. When they would remove the lechem aponim from the shulchan, so you'd have four kohanim would go in at a time. Two of them would be holding the new bread, and two of them would be holding the new spoonfuls of frankincense, bazichei levonim. So, and four of them would go in before them. Shnaim litol shnei starim, two of them to take the two rows of breads. Shnaim litol shnei bezichim, and two to take the two spoonfuls from the last week. Hamachnisin omdim b'tzafon upnei ladar. One's coming in would stand in the north facing south. Hamotzin omdim b'dar upnei ladar. The ones taken out stand south facing north. Elu moshchin ve'elu manichin. Tifchol shel zeh b'tzad tifchol shel zeh. Mishum shenemar l'fanai tomid. It can't be a second. So watch. Watch what I'm doing here. As the breads would be removed, the new breads would come in. So there wouldn't be 1 millisecond without breads because it's tamid. Rabbi Yossi Omar filo eilan olan eilan manichin af zeh haya tamid. So the Chachamim say there can't be a second out there. So too, just like you can't stop. Just like according to Chachamim, if you would stop and have one moment without lechem apanim, so it wouldn't be called tamid. So too, if you stop doing the bris milah, you can't do the heder mitzvah.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a urologist. So let me tell you something about the consequences of not going back and leaving a little bit of extra skin. They can form adhesions, they get skin bridges, and these things have to be revised surgically later on. And so it's not even a hidur hamitzvah, it's a functional issue if you don't take off the proper amount of skin.
Okay, good. Thank you, Dr. Pike. So in other words, no one should get the idea from the Gemara that on a medical level, it's okay to leave it without the tzitzit hamak, and agreed. But in terms of right. Technical mitzvah of bris milah, there could be some types of pieces of foreskin that would not, there again, I don't know the mitzvahs, but there's some type of foreskin that as far as the ikar mitzvah meal, you'd be yotzei, but the hider mitzvah, you wouldn't be yotzei. But agreed on a medical level. I mean, I don't know, but I'll take your word for it. Okay, Tana Rabbana, a rabbi's Tana Brisa, Mahal Kintena Samila. So you are allowed to gather and cut the leftover arla. That's crucial to the meal of Imlo Hilkate Anish Karis. If you don't gather all the pieces of the flesh that are crucial to the meal, you get karis. Now, money, who's getting karis? I'm Rav Kahana Uman. The mile gets karis. Master Papa Uman. Lemelu Anavdi Pagu the Mitzvah. Atunavdi Pagu the Mitzvah. Why is the mile get karis? Doesn't make sense. I started it. If you don't want to get karis, you finish it. Elam Rav Papa. Gadol, if it's a Gadol's giving himself a bris mila. Masko Avashi, Gadol behedik sivbe, varel zachar shelo yimol v'nichrusa. To beferish a pasuk, what do I need the brayz? What do I need Rav Kahana? What do I need the brayz to teach me this? Says the Gemara, elam Ravashi laolam uman. It's really, we're talking about on Shabbos. And the Moel will get cursed if you go into Asa Ben Ashmashas to Shabbos. So it's Erev Shabbos, and Ben Ashmashas of Shabbos is arriving. And the Moel wants to start the Mila. Vermali Lomaspekas, we told him, you're not going to finish the Mila in time. It's going to go into Shabbos. Vermali Lomaspekna, he says, I have plenty of time. But Avad Veloistapik, he started the Mila, and he didn't complete it by the time Shabbos started. Mishtakas, the Chabur, the Avid, turns out he didn't finish the Mila. So he made a chabura of anush karis. He started it and he left some of the mila, which was crucial, and he went into Shabbos. So it turns out that he violated Shabbos shelo b'makom mitzvah, and he's going to get karis for that. Says the Gemara, motzitzin, you have to do mitzitza, which means you have to suck some of the blood out or use a kli. Amar of Papa, hai umana delo mayitz. If you don't get the extra blood out of there, sakanahu, it's a sakana of avrinamle. And we fire the mayel. This is the more pshita. We need to come mechal ele shabbos. If you're allowed to be mechal shabbos to do the mitzitza, obviously it's a sakana. Sakanahu. So it's my disema, hai dam mifkut pocket. That blood that you're doing with the mitzitza, it's not really attached, it's just in a sack. Now the blood is attached, and therefore it's asma. And therefore, mitzitza is just like putting on the bandage, and the cumin, ma'is fa'alus v'kamon, just like putting on the cumin and the bandage, kilo of it sakano. If you don't do it sakano, af hachanami sotu mitzitza, sucking the blood out from the mila or using a kli, kilo of it sakano. If you don't do it, it's dangerous. So, okay, we will stop here. I want to wish everyone a great Shabbos. I apologize if there's no Parsha here, but I'm going to try to put something on the Parsha chat later. Hopefully, I will have time to do that. I'm going to try to give the Daf Yomi Motzei Shabbos at 9:50. I'm up here in Camp Cayley, but we'll try to give the Daf Yomi at 9:50 Motzei Shabbos. I'm going to try to get that done. Okay, Bali Nether, hopefully it'll happen. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody.
Have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos, Rabbi. Mazel tov, Rabbi.
Mazel tov.
Thank you very much. Oh, no.